Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2:1-3. Good morning, friends. I want to speak to you about a matter of vital importance to your health and happiness in this life, as well as to the future abode of your soul in long eternity. Listen, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, that's a question which has no answer. The fact is, we shall not escape if we fail to obtain or neglect to follow this plan of great salvation. Let me explain. Notice first the greatness of God and the things which he does. God is eternal. In him are eternal values, and apart from him, there are no such values. All that man produces is temporal. The works of man last a few years, yes, some even for centuries, but they're not eternal. They crumble and fade with the passing of the years. Man can only come into possession of eternal things as he comes into proper relationship with God. There is but one way for man to come to know God, and that is through Christ, who came down from heaven and into this world as a Savior of men. Moral reform, social uplift, and economic problems have often taken the place of the preaching of this great salvation that God offers freely to a sin-cursed world that's traveling at a terrific speed toward an everlasting separation from him who is the giver of eternal life. Even where the need for salvation is seen and presented, all too often the temporal values in the form of better moral lives and patched-up marriages are the most loudly praised, while the spiritual and eternal values that come to the individual are in many, yes, very many instances, seldom mentioned, and much less given their primary importance. So many times, the emphasis these days is upon the lifting of the human race out of its low estate of temporal affairs. God's emphasis, on the other hand, as found in the Bible, is to deal with the problem of human sin and all its consequences on the basis of eternal values. This is through this great salvation. Social welfare work and all moral reform, however good for the present, do not help men and women beyond the grave. And the grave is not the end of man. He has an undying soul that goes on and on and on in eternity. The salvation that God and he alone has accomplished through Jesus Christ provides for that undying soul of man and brings it into this wonderful inheritance of so great salvation. Notwithstanding the agnostics and unbelievers who so loudly proclaim that they do not believe in a life hereafter, I doubt if there are very many men or women alive today who do not deep down in their heart at some time or other consider a future existence. There is also the thought that the future eternal state is determined for each individual while in this present life. And that's all the more reason why one should not neglect so great a salvation. God offers free and without charge this great salvation for the acceptance thereof, regardless of what one's past life may have been. He who repents and accepts this great salvation is assured of eternal joy in an everlasting covenant with God. To substitute temporal values for the eternal values of God's salvation is to miss the greatest thing that has ever been offered to man. Yet, Because many of the so-called professors and church members today are placing the emphasis on the temporal values, many inside and outside of the sectarian churches never really grasp the value of these eternal things of God. And yet, because of the problems in the social and economic world, many realize the instability of temporal and material values and long for something with stability in which to trust. The real answer to this longing is found in absolute spiritual values, in the eternal values of God. Now, what are some of the things which make this salvation so great? First of all, it delivers those who partake of it from the reign of Satan and the powers of sin. There is redemption from the curse or penalty of God's holy law. All trespasses are forgiven. The one who is saved is reconciled to God and brought into a state of peace with Him. He's born again of God with an eternal life. He's made a part of a new creation in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Another reason salvation is so great is because it is for all people, regardless of race or standing. Listen to this verse. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. The taking away of this sin of the world is for all people. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Oh, there are so many scriptures showing this great salvation is for all men. 1 Timothy 2:4. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? Another reason salvation is so great was the price it cost. None other than the Son of God was worthy to give His life for our salvation. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Listen to the words of those who have been redeemed. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Revelation 5:9-10. Consider for a moment the greatness of the creation of God in forming the world and the stars and all the elements of the universe. There is the sun to give light by day, and the moon to rule the night. Man has understood and fathomed many mysteries of the universe. Radio is still a marvel to me. Think of talking into a microphone connected to a transmitter operated by electrical power and forming radio waves, which are transmitted through the air at the rate of 186,000 miles per second. To the person tuning the receiver, it seems as if another at a distant station is in the room with him. And why can man do all this? Because God gave him intelligence and because of the fixed laws of the universe, which give us to know there is a God of intelligence and understanding. He created the heaven and the earth and fixed the laws of His creation, as well as gave man understanding to comprehend them. Man has learned so many of the secrets of the universe. He's been able to compress oxygen and hydrogen into liquid forms, blast off rockets and travel through space until at last he comes to the moon, where he safely lands, walks about, and then blasts himself back into orbit and returns through the space to Earth again. There he safely lands and tells the wonders of his adventures. He tells what it is like to look back from the space journey and see the Earth as a small terrestrial ball spinning in its orbit around the sun. How frail and helpless it seems. Really, it is sustained by the Word of God. I am reminded of the Scripture which speaks of man ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So, in the natural he learns, but why cannot he understand the spiritual things of God? Because they are spiritually discerned and not learned through natural understanding. Man cannot by his own intelligence fathom the mysteries of salvation. They must be revealed to man by the Spirit of God. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank thee for this great salvation which saves, keeps, and satisfies the soul of man. May the preaching of the Word be the means of helping others to better understand the plan God has for their lives. Now bless each listener through thy Word, and thine shall be the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is a story I often must ponder when all alone it comes over my mind. 'Tis of that stranger, that heavenly wonder, who in compassion came seeking mankind. Lonely, dear Jesus, lonely I ponder over my sin and the future of woe. Yet thou art calling, O Lord, I surrender. Jesus, thy love and thy mercy bestow.
Thanks to each of you who've taken the time to listen. If we may be of some spiritual help to you, be sure to let us know. You may write us by addressing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Our heartfelt thanks to all who help us keep the message on the air from week to week. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Lonely dear Jesus, lonely I ponder over my sin and a future of woe. Yet thou art calling, O Lord, I surrender. Jesus, thy love and thy mercy bestow.